The 2018 Commonwealth Games are just days away from starting on Queensland's Gold Coast, but tens of thousands of tickets still haven't been sold. And hotel bookings have also been slower than expected, as George Roberts reports.
The time is now.
With slick marketing campaigns, Queensland's using the 2018 Commonwealth Games to sell the state's tourism attractions.
Welcome to the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games. Welcome to greatness.
But there are some things that haven't sold. About 145,000 tickets are still available just 3 days out. And there are reports that hotels aren't filling up as much as expected. Looking out over the sea and sand, Gold Coast locals like Brian have been enjoying Easter.
Just the same as we do every year. Normally go to the beach, spend Easter at the beach with the kids, grandkids. Yeah. Just about every year we do the same thing.
And how does this year compare to the other years?
It's probably a little bit quieter this year. Not normally like it normally is. Could be because of the Commonwealth Games. Been so close to Easter.
A little further down the beach, Valda and Neville have noticed it too.
Yeah, I think a bit quieter.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of people I've spoken to have gone away for Easter because of the games and stuff.
Best place in the world here. Lived here all my life.
Has this Easter been busier than previous years or has it been quieter?
It is a lot quieter.
The head of Queensland's Tourism Industry Council, Daniel Geschwind, is one of those who did buy tickets.
I'll be going to quite a few events. I'll be seeing some swimming, some beach volleyball, some athletics, some cycling.
He isn't worried about a lull in business activity just before the state's showcase event.
I think it's just a bit of anticipation, perhaps. You know, everybody's perhaps holding their breath, but we do know that the bookings are coming on strongly. Most of the accommodation providers are reporting strong bookings, a lot of last-minute bookings as well.
He says there's more to gain long-term from the exposure Queensland will get.
And I think it'll be a really exciting time for the whole region and for the whole state.
Perhaps a bigger concern for games organisers was the discovery over the weekend of syringes at the Athletes' Village. An Indian newspaper is reporting they were found in that country's quarters. But the Commonwealth Games Federation and the Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority are still investigating. David Grevenberg is the Federation's CEO.
There is absolutely zero tolerance for doping, and that means no tolerance. So if you are cheating and you are found to have been cheating, you will be sanctioned.
Australia's head swimming coach is Jacko Vaharan.
It would be naive to think that it wouldn't happen at all, but it's definitely not front and centre in our minds that we're having to deal with cheaters here. I don't think so.
Speaking at the team's official press conference was Australian swimmer Mac Horton, who's known for his criticism of drug cheats.
I think athletes know what they're doing, and they know that they're responsible for what goes into their body. So if they're caught cheating or they are cheating, it's completely their fault.
Australian swimmer Mac Horton ending that report from George Roberts on the Gold Coast.